Blog Talk Radio.
Birthday to Pam, and you guys all know the reason that we are here. Good evening, late night poets, and good evening to poets around the world that are listening here this evening. I have my lovely host, co-host with me, as always, Afasiana. How are you doing?
I'm excited for Pam's birthday. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I feel the same way. I'm excited. We got a lot of great poetry here lined up. Do we have the birthday girl on the line?
We do. Happy birthday, Pam.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know where you found that awesome song from, but I really liked it.
Happy birthday, Pam. It took me a little dig. Like I said, we paid him a lot of AP points. We found a band around the site, and we paid him a lot of AP points. Phil kicked in.
Phil, how are you? I'm doing great. I'm so looking forward to this show an awesome lineup of poetry. And thank you, of course, thank you to you two for allowing this to be done on your show. And thank you to Diane for coming up with the idea. Thank you, of course, to Fill My Eyes and everyone. I just absolutely think you all were awesome.
It was well deserved, and I'm glad that we could put this on. How are you tonight, Phil?
Phil's not here yet.
Phil's not here yet. She's just
lingering around, having
a good time. She had posted the open bar earlier, so she must be hanging out at the open bar still. So,
because from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m., drinks are on the house.
Drinks are on the house, and what happens on the show tonight stays on the show tonight, you know. So it's all going down, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, anyway, Faziana, why don't we get started any way that we can here?
All right. So, Fill My Eyes says that she's attending the bar in more way than one. I see her on the board. So she's too busy in the bar to speak out loud just now. But we are going to start with a poem by Rose Winter, 515. And I will read this one. Happy birthday, Pam. Sapphire, violet, rose, heart teas for you. Dear Pam, birthday wishes, many happy returns of the day. And there's a beautiful picture that she gave. So it says, this picture is created by me just for you for your special day. Best wishes, Rose. And there's some artwork there along with her poem.
Well, great, Rita Faziana. And thank you very much, Rose Winter, Rose, for this poem, for the image. You know, just a little bit of a heads up. And I don't know if we'll run into it. I looked a little bit at Skim's, the poems, for the most part, they are going to be, looks like they're going to be directly about Pam. But I left it open in the contest if anybody wanted to just write a Pam kind of style or, you know, like poem. And so, you know, if you're listening out there, they're going to be a lot directed towards Pam, obviously, for your birthday. But there could be a couple here and there that maybe don't directly up front say it as much as this one. And I really enjoyed this one. Sapphire, violet, rose, heart sense for you, dear Pam. This is just a beautiful little brevity and a great way to get the evening started here. So let's go, Pam. What did you think about this one?
I really appreciate Rose's gift and, you know, her gift for brevity, but also the painting, the picture that she made me with the digital art picture. I told her, and she didn't know this beforehand, but I told her that purple is actually my favorite color. And what I actually did is I actually used Amazon to custom make a picture of this. You know what I mean? Like I had it put onto a short 8x10 canvas. And I'm going to have it hung up in my room, which I'm going to be painting in different shades of purples pretty soon. So it's going to go really well with my room theme. And I really appreciate this and the sentiments in Rose's right.
Awesome. So it makes it a little extra special here. Faziano, what did you think about this one?
Well, I love that Pam's getting the artwork put up. That's wonderful. I enjoyed it, too. It's very direct. It gets to the point of we're celebrating Pam. And sapphire and violet are two of my favorite colors, too. So this is just a beautiful image that the poem creates and the beautiful image that she provided as well.
Very common, Faziana. And let's bring us to the next one here. Let's keep this ode to Pam rolling. Perfect.
All right. There's one by Daniel Duhaime, and I'm going to get you to read that one, Dexter.
All right. Absolutely. This is an ode to Pam Ray. The blessings of a poet's quill flows through Pam's veins like blood, embracing her hand, flowing with its muse. Pen to paper is embellished with witty satire, leading to daydreams and journeys through loveliness. Blessed are those who read Pam's poems. They are lucky to partake of its essence. Whimsical words that flow like a river of imaginative transgressions. Years are but numbers to a warm heart. Freely giving in earnest to those worthy of beauty. Let it be known that all who know of her are blessed with kind friendship and a wordsmith's compassion. Wear your years well, great poetess, for they come without stopping, but you grow in beauty's bosom. End poem. Well, thank you very much for that, Daniel. Beautiful poem. Let's go with Faziana first on this one.
Well, I like that he used Madame Bovary because there's the whole well, I mean, it references other things, but it also, Bovary makes me think of bovine, which Pam is famous for her cow profile pictures, so it makes a reference to that. And also the corseted chest, when we have her whipping us into shape, I can picture that.
Thank you, Anna. I don't think you're on the right poem, hon. Sorry.
Oh, you know, right? You're right. I am on the next one. Oh, I got ahead of myself in my planning. You are
That's
absolutely
what I'm
right.
Kind of
you're reading about whipping people and stuff, and yeah.
I am.
I didn't even get
it. I jumped ahead to the next one because I was trying to prepare what I was posting. So I'm going to flip backwards in my brain.
okay.
Why don't you get another comment while I get into the right thing?
Pam, why don't we go to you in between whippings?
Okay. Well, I would like to let you know before I comment that Naomi has joined us.
Ooh, perfect, Naomi. Glad you could join us here this evening.
Hello, everybody. I wouldn't have missed it. Happy birthday, Pam.
Thank you, Naomi.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Glad you could be here.
I really enjoyed
this. We were just going
right
to Pam's comments.
Oh, yes. I really enjoyed this write by Daniel. You know, honestly, when I read things this nice, I sometimes think I'm not quite sure if they're talking about me or not, but, you know, I really feel like there's such, you know, it's a wonderful ode, and I feel like it doesn't just talk about me, even though obviously my name's in there, but it talks about the way we're all truly, like, blessed to know each other, to have the company of fellow wordsmiths and the friendships that we have. You know, I really did like that he put pen to paper is embellished with witty satire leading to daydreams and journeys through loveliness. You know, just a wonderful write. And I, you know, I said to him, I feel blessed to know so many people on this site, including him, you know, including all of you. So excellent write.
Great comment there, Pam. Yeah. You know, I think that years are but numbers to a warm heart, freely given in earnest to those worthy of its beauty. You know, there's so much in here that is very poetic. Sometimes it can be so front forward on a birthday poem, and sometimes that's fantastic and it's fitting. But he did it so well in this one. I thought he crafted a beautiful ode to Pam, and it was very fitting for the evening. Naomi, did you get a chance to read over that one?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, I like this. Let it be known that all who know of her, you know Pam, are blessed with kind friendship and a wordsmith's compassion. And, you know, it's so true. You know, there's nobody that, well, you know, for me, Pam's comments are just amazing. You know, the way she can take a poem, analyze a poem, and, you know, just, you know, she did a whole show the other week without even internet, without even having the poem in front of her to read it. You know, I could never do that just by listening to it, and she can analyze it, and she's so deep in her, you know, in her analyzation of a poem, of the words. You know, she's such a great wordsmith with the way she speaks, the way she says a comment. And, you know, the blessed with kind friendship, you know, Pam's always there, and she's always ready to help out on a show or help out in, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I think this is an amazing, you know, poem for Pam. So I agree with all that, those words, that the beautiful words that Daniel said here.
Great comment there, Naomi. And Faziana, we'll go back to you and then take us
all
to
right,
the next
now
one.
That I'm on the right page, not all distracted in my hosting duties. I really enjoy this. I liked pen to paper is embellished with witty satire because that's so true. Pam is amazing at witty satire. Satire. Oh my gosh, I'm just losing it today. lending to daydreams, absolutely, and whimsical words. That's another thing that Pam is wonderful at. You can tell that Daniel has read a lot of Pam's work and really truly appreciates it because this makes reference to true facts about her writing.
Pretty common to face here.
So why don't we go to Naomi's poem since she's here?
Awesome. Oh. I agree.
Naomi,
so
do
I read it? Yeah. I was just waiting for you to say read it. Okay. So yeah. Well, Phil was putting up a whole, you know, full of a bar load of alcohol before the show, for our choosing. So, yeah, I kind of went that in that direction a bit too. So this is for Pam's birthday. At the end of passing time, we have reserved a table under the arbor, well shaded, the clear sun of yesterday's and tomorrow's dreams blazes with a thousand fires in a glass of fine Merlot. And no matter how much time passes, quickly elapsed, our entwined laughter dances on a white tablecloth. The past, the future, come together in the present. We choose from the menu, the magic of the moment. Then comes Pam's birthday cake. We will enhance it with fresh and light bubbles. And even if the candles hide the cake, oh, just a little, all together our love spreads its wings in a colorful concerto. As we wish you, dear Pam, all the health, happiness, and cheerfulness from all of us, your poet friends. A bottle of wine or two or three or more. Come on. Sangria, vodka, gin, whiskey, rum. Bring them on. And turn up that rock and metal so we can air guitar and scream, laughing and dancing all night long because it's going to be a moo of a crazy wild party until the dawn. No ketchup chips allowed. Promise, Pam. Happy birthday, my beautiful friend. And poem.
What a write and what a read there, Naomi. Let's start with the birthday gal for this one.
Oh, I love this one all the way through. There is so much that made me smile. I like that there's a heartfelt and sentimental, you know, feel to the. And by the way, I love that cake too. That looks just awesome. You know, the feeling in the first couple stanzas where it's very sentimental, and I liked that, but I liked that it didn't stay that way, that you brought in the sense of humor that we both share, the idea of the cake being almost covered with candles, the rock and the metal, bringing out the sangria and the wine, the vodka, gin and whiskey, rum, you know. And, you know, I just absolutely, it cracked me up that you ended with the no ketchup chips allowed promises, Pam. See, here's the thing, Dexter and Afasiana. There was one night when Naomi had written for an After Midnight show for Rex and I, and she wrote this poem about comparing men to different potato chips, like how she likes the variety. And she brought up ketchup potato chips. And I went on this rant about how ketchup potato chips are the most disgusting potato chips I had ever tried. And if they came from Canada, I insisted that the Canadians take the damn things back.
I 100% agree, Pam.
Cracking up. Have you tried those too, Dexter?
I've never tried them, but I'm not a I'm not a fan of ketchup on anything other than the normal, you know, fries, hamburger,
yeah.
And, you know. Some people put that on their breakfast and everything, and I'm, or, you know, yeah, potato chips, it doesn't sound good either.
Yeah, no, my least favorite, I have to say, but you know what, I love this, Naomi, thank you so much.
So welcome, Pam.
Great piece. Afasiana, could you comment on those ones?
Well, I love that you referenced the chips, showing that kind of inside joke with Pam. I love it. I agree about the chips. I don't like them either. But I like that you're referencing a special moment with Pam, and that you talk about your entwined laughter dancing on a white tablecloth. I love that. And you can see that in your inside jokes, that, you know, you do have that entwined laughter. I loved the way that you read about the candles on the cake. Like, you had such a great way of saying, oh, just a little. Oh, it was perfect in your read. I really enjoy the part where it's talking about the past, the future, come together in the present. We choose from the menu, the magic of the moment. And I think that's very true in these relationships that we have over the poetry kind of world, because, you know, we write about our past, we write about the future, and then we have this moment in the present where everyone's talking together and, you know, analyzing and talking about things. And it's just, this is a wonderful tribute to a friend. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, I agree. Great comment, Faziana. You know, this started off so beautifully. At the end of passing time, we are reserved a table at the arbor, well-shaded. The clear sun of yesterday's and tomorrow's dreams blazes with a thousand fires in the glass of fine Merlot. This is just, it starts off just setting the scene so beautifully. And so I'm glad that we read this early on in the show, and I'm glad you could call, Naomi, because it does set the stage and it sets the scene for Pam's birthday so well. I thought that this was just a great blessing and just a fantastic read all the way through. So very well done, and great job.
Thank you. And every time Pam talks about wine, it seems to be about Merlot, so that's why I put it in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite.
All right, awesome. Well, where are we heading to next here, Faziana?
Now we have a poem by Eric Svensson, which I started to comment on earlier when I lost my mind temporarily, but we do have an audio for that one. So here we go.
Do, re, pam. One night, Madame Bovary had a dream. In the new world across wide oceans, a flaming poetic dame would emerge. Fearless as thee, she'd fight for liberty, equality, fraternity in letters. Noted for her divine bovine affinity, admired for her tenacious stance de resistance, witty whipcrack which sought petulant modern day nitty gritty, Gerund gamma ray intelligence wouldn't fall. Cheese and chalk discrepancies sorted with gelatine precision, greener pastures than her AP domain she'd never seek. Aspiring modern realist, Madame Bovary awoke with a start, clasped her corseted chest. Her clear nocturnal vision impinged, singed her rouge cheeks with steaming cowpat precision. Outside geese gaggled, ganders gasped. The madam of the manor seemed untowardly vexed. Who was this futuristic Parama poet who fought, commandeered letters to fight for liberty, equality, fraternity in the new world. Confounded, Madame Bovary's heart pounded to think in the new world, long after Mayflower days, there would be a flaming poetic dame who would show liberty, equality, fraternity, not merely tell like Gustave Flaubert did in his debut novel. Bulbous baroque cherubs floated around the mystified madam. Scalloped velvet curtains ballooned like cows while Carl suckled serenely. 3 owls outside her gabled country window suddenly became animated. Following their instruction, the madam on the bed undid her whalebone corset. Crimson petunia blush thrust through her pale rouge cheeks. Her chant for opera, a soprano voice kicked in. Miraculous, mystified, she sang from her soul. Do, re, pan, stand by your dream. Liberty, equality, fraternity. Spontaneous birthday, bovine affinity blossom. Salutations to the new world poet she saw in her dream vision. Empath extraordinaire, she'd not spare the rod and spoil her poetic charges, for she, do, re, pan, knew it was the even-handed, firm tongue that healed. End celebration poem.
Wow. What a piece. Can we start off with Naomi on this one for comments?
Yeah, well, you know, he repeats liberty, equality, fraternity, and I think those are, you know, things that Pam, you know, represents, you know, and fights for. And, you know, the way that I think when Aphasiana started commenting, you know, the way he uses the Madame Bovary is just so clever and witty there. And there's a part that really stuck out to me. You know, cheese and chalk, discrepancies, sorted with guillotine precision. And there again, you know, the cheese and the chalk discrepancies, especially, you know, the you know, everything, the writing, the chalk, the cheese of the chalk, the way that she analyzes it with guillotine precision there. And, you know, there's another thing with guillotine precision is that Pam doesn't take any bullshit. You know, that's what I know from her. She doesn't take any bullshit. It's like it passes or it doesn't, you know, and I admire that so much from Pam. You know, it's like she's straightforward, she says it as it is, and you know, and she's fair, and you know, she just doesn't put up with any shit. So yeah, I just love this piece all through. You know, you know, his alliteration again, amazing. Eric stands out, and you know, just you know, just an amazing piece here for our Pam.
Great comment there, Naomi. And Aphasiana, could we go with you?
Well, first of all, we have two new callers. I believe one is Fill My Eyes, and the other... Hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil. How is everybody?
Hey, Phil. Glad you could join us.
Thanks, hon. Thanks for asking.
And we have one more caller who I haven't had a chance to talk to yet, but let's bring them on. Hello, a newcomer to our party. Is this Diane?
Yes, it is, ma'am. It's the Canadian.
Well,
hi, Diane.
Welcome.
You and Naomi might have to fight for that spot.
No,
the three of us.
Naomi,
I hope you left the ketchup chips at the border.
Pam, they got turned back.
I'm glad everybody could join us. Faziana, I think that you were just going to comment on this one.
I thought it had a lot of fun in it. It played on the sensual. It played on, the qualities, like Naomi was pointing out, the liberty, equality, fraternity. It has the kind of naughty side of Pam with that whip crack, with the modern day nitty gritty. She's not afraid to get dark in her poems and, as someone said, she does not take any shit. So that's the Pam we know and love, and I like that Eric went with that. I also find his voice super relaxing, so I enjoy when he does the SoundClouds.
Mm-hmm. Awesome comment, Faziana. And let's go with the birthday girl, Pam. What did you think about
this? Yeah, I really enjoyed this all the way through. It was a wonderful SoundCloud. I love how he ended with an end celebration poem in his reading. The cow references I thought are great. I really liked the noted for her divine bovine affinity, admired for her tenacious dance day resistance, witty whipcraft, but port petulant modern day nitty gritty. And oh my God. So this is great all the way through. Even like Do Re Pam was a wonderful play on words. And empath extraordinaire, she'd not spare the rod and spoil her poetic charges. I really feel like, oh my goodness. I mean, this is so wonderful. I feel like I'm going to spend most of this night blushing, but I really love the way that I feel like Eric captured my spirit. So excellent, right?
Awesome, Pam. I'm glad, and you're well deserving. Yeah, he put a lot of. I feel like he put a lot of thought, and he captured the art very well. Diane, did you get a chance to hear this one?
I didn't get a chance to hear the SoundCloud, but I did just read through it, and I would love to comment on that one. This is a side of Eric's writing I've never seen yet, and I really enjoyed it. He nailed so many points of who our Pam is on the head with the nail, and I just think he wrapped it up, and I don't know if he covered this part though, but like Pam, you know what? There's a family on AP. And there's a few of you that are matriarchs, and you're just second to none, girl. You are a heck of a person. You don't – just getting to know you and following you throughout the time I've been on AP, I just knew last week when we had some hiccups, I just knew Pam was going to be there. So – and it was just like that assurance. Because you're there always, and you're there for everyone. So I just want to say, girl, happy birthday. And Eric nailed it with this one. Eric put it out in the much better words than I did, but I agree with Eric.
Great comment. Great comment, Diane. And I'm sure Pam's on mute a little bit here, too. I'm sure she feels that same sentiment. So thank you, Diane, and thank you for joining us. And Phil, did you get a chance to catch this one?
I got to glance over it, and I did hear some of it. I think Eric did a great job capturing Pam in the piece, which he's wonderful about capturing his subject. And Pam, you know, I think that, I don't know, I think he did it. I think he caught her well. You know, she's got many sides as well, Pam. Absolutely. And Diane, I have to tell you, you asked me if they were my fingers in the picture. Was that your trampoline?
Perfect. Well, glad. Great comment, Phil, and thank you for joining us to it. And Faziana, where are we heading to next?
Well, I think I just brought Scott on the phone. Scott, are you with us?
I am. How are you?
He's good. Welcome.
Hey, Scott. Glad you could join us here this evening. Since we got a few comments already on Eric's piece, do you want a brief one quick, and then we'll head to the next one here? We got quite a few here tonight.
Were you talking to me? Because you kind of cut out.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Scott, if you'd like to give a brief comment here on Eric's, and then we're going to move on here. Thank you for joining us.
I thought Eric's was just an amazing piece, personally. Quite the salute to Pam. I love the play on the I'm sorry, I'm moved away from his poem, so I don't really have it in front of me anymore, but I love the way he did Do Re Pam. I really love that.
Yeah.
And numerous other things about it were just really well done.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. I'm glad you could join us here. And looks like Faziana's got Diane's up on the board. So whenever Diane is ready, she can give that a read.
We do have an audio, Diane. Do you want your audio or do you want to do it live?
I'm sorry.
The audio. Sure, let's go with the audio.
Applesauce by Diane D. So I know this poet, Pam Ray. I heard her on the radio one day with some dude called Rex, who seemed quite complex. So I'm glad that I didn't have to pay. They co-host some really cool blogs. Goes good with me biscuits and grogs. One day I asked how, Pam, how come the cow? She didn't say, but I'm glad it ain't hogs. 'Cause cows are smarter than swines. They have very intelligent minds. And they put up with Rexes without needing fixes and keep coming back every time. Now Pam, she is really quite wise. She always has brilliant replies. She's bubbly and bright and shows up every night, even if her internet dies. Pam, you're always so loyal and true. Thank you for all that you do. You make the shows fun. You're second to none. And a big happy birthday to you. End poem.
Fantastic SoundCloud, Diane, and thank you for calling in, and thank you for providing a SoundCloud also as well. Phil, let's start with you on comments on this one.
Well, I thought this was a great job, Diane. I thought there was great rhyme and flow to this piece. Very funny, very true. Pam is very awesome. You know, she's always there in a pinch, and she just does a wonderful job filling in and taking care of things. I don't know what I'd do without her most days. And she's a wonderful memory. I can tell you. She's a wonderful memory. I need one. Yeah, great rhyme and flow, and just a really well done job. And I love the cake. Great pick. Nice
Thanks,
job.
Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Great commenter, Phil. And Scott, what did you think about this one?
I love this. This is an amazing write as well. Love the rhyme scheme, the flow, the light humor in it. The stuff about Rex is really good too. So just the overall vibe of this poem is amazing, Diane.
Thanks, Scott.
And Pam, what did you think about this one?
Oh, I enjoyed this. This is a wonderful limerick chain. I'm so glad you were inspired, Diane, and that you could call in. You know, I love the limericks. I love the humor. You know, I like how you say this cracks me up. With some dude called Rex, he seemed quite complex, so I'm glad I didn't have to pay. And, you know, I you know, to me, this is just absolutely wonderful. Awesome picture. I even the title just makes me smile. You know, awesome sauce, because I know I have this habit of using catchphrases, because honestly, I put so much thought into writing my poetry that I don't have time to come up with new things to say every day. So if somebody says something to me that I think is great, I'll say awesome sauce. And Diane caught on to that right away. So I like that. Thank you, girl. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, Pam, you're very welcome. And it fits you, girl, right from all throughout. I just got to tell you, you know what? This was probably one of the best prompts. It's the best prompt for me on AP so far.
Well, you had a big deal, big hand to play in this, Diane, so thank you very much also, too. And so this is just a fantastic night. There is a lot of hands in helping out here tonight, so it's just a great night here to celebrate Pam. Naomi, what did you think about this one?
Oh, yeah, Diane, this is so funny. I was laughing all the way through the way you poked fun at Rex. because cows are smarter than swines. They have very intelligent minds, and they put up with Rexes without needing fixes and keep coming back every time. And then you go on to say, now Pam, she is really quite wise. She always has brilliant replies. She's bubbly and bright and shows up every night, even if her internet dies. Yeah, so true, you know, with that week that she passed with no from the deli, sitting at the deli table, trying to catch up on her work. Oh, my gracious. Awesome right here with Diane. So funny. And an awesome tribute to Pam.
You just made it funnier, girl.
And Faziana, do you want to just take us to the, why don't you take us to the next piece here?
All right. As I load it, I got to say, Diane, that was awesome. I love that you roasted Rex. And it's so true that Pam is, like, the queen of filling in. She's replaced me many times. and it's just totally reliable. So I love that. Scott,
thanks.
I have your piece up, if you're willing to read it for us.
Yep. I'll go ahead and just read it instead of do the sound clap. So, the depths of a human being travel inside poetry, where words resemble lightning, electrifying and intense and striking, or along the indentation of a pillow so soft as you rest your head, the feathers take you on a flight of fancy like Icarus, where imagination melts the wax of the moment. From morning to noon to midnight, through deaf ears, hear the sound of the quiet of the bog, the fog rolling off of the memories of a touch, an open hand caressing a thought that taught one to reach beyond the patterns in the quilt and instead into the stitches, that cling to one another through fear of separation, to remind of the signs flashing neon, pulsating through your pupils as ideas bounce off of your retina, a silent picture show, light flashing into so many words against oblivion, letters raining, remaining suspended in air for a moment, frozen before they fall like tears onto the ivory pages to be turned, that yearn for the irreplaceable love of artistry, of poetry, in the depths of a human being. End poem.
Fantastic read, Scott, and thank you here for joining us and writing. Let's hear from the birthday girl first on this one.
Oh, absolutely. This is wonderful, Scott. First of all, I have to say how much I appreciate you, and you are one of our slightly newer members, but it has been such a joy to get to know. I love the imagery and metaphors in this, and I love that it was written for me, but I think it's a poem that stands so well on its own as a tribute to all poets and to the world of poetry and the way it causes us to soar like Icarus towards the sun. And the way I really like a thought that taught one to reach beyond the patterns in the quilt and instead into the stitches that cling to one another through fear of separation, to remind of the signs flashing neon, pulsating through your pupils. To me, I mean, oh my goodness, you just have really captured the essence of poetry and the essence of what I love about poetry. And thank you so much for this.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Thank you.
Comment, Pam. And Faziana, why don't you comment on this one?
Well, as usual, Pam has pointed out everything I wanted to say. Darn it, Pam. I really loved the mythology reference there, and the quilt part, too. That was my favorite. One to reach beyond the patterns in the quilt and instead into the stitches, you know, seeing what makes up what other people see. When they're just seeing the surface, she sees the little details that make it all come together. And I think this is such a beautiful metaphor, wonderful poem.
Thank you.
We may not Dexter. Dex. All right. So, Naomi,
sorry,
what did you think?
I kept hitting the speaker button. No, fantastic comment, Naomi. Faziana, could we go to Naomi next?
Yeah. Well, I loved everything. You know, you guys, of course, you quoted the part, you know, the quilt, which was such an amazing metaphor there. But, you know, the what follows also, letters raining, remaining, suspended in air for a moment, frozen before they fall like tears onto the ivory pages to be turned. That's so beautiful, too, that those lines there, Scott. You know, and I think this captures, you know, the poet's heart and Pam's heart, to whether it is in her commenting or whether it is in her writing. I think you really captured the depth of Pam here. So well done and brilliant right here. Just superb.
Great commenter, Naomi. And Phil, what do you think about this one?
Well, Scott, I thought this was wonderfully penned. And what a terrific nod to Pam. Excellent imagery, and it was just so very well done. Way to go. Great piece.
Thank you, Phil.
Great comment, Phil, and thank you. And Diane, last comment, what did you think about this one?
Oh, I really enjoyed this. Scott, you did a wonderful job on this. You know, a different kind of show of happy birthday and thank you and
describing the depths of a human being, and you do it so well. And what you what stood out for me was along the indentation of a pillow, and that is such a comforting thing. And isn't that what we feel when we think of Pam? It's comforting, is knowing she's there and stuff like that. And then it goes on to talk about rolling off all the memories, and I just lost my computer, all the memories of a touch, an open hand caressing a thought, that taught one. And I love the way it flows, and every sentence just continues on, taught one to reach beyond the patterns in the quilt. And yeah, that just sums it all up. You did a beautiful job with this.
Thank you, Diane.
Great comment and great write, Scott. And once again, thank you here for joining us.
Can I say something about it real quick?
Go for it.
So, yeah, like I say, for me and everything, it really does symbolize Pam in so many ways, because to me, like, every poem would be lucky to have somebody who puts their eyes on it and their heart in it and really considers and responds to a poem. And everything. So, like, every poem would be lucky to have Pam look at it. And so, like I say, that's the thing, is that a poem would yearn for the irreplaceable love of artistry that Pam has and of poetry in the depths of a human being like she is. So, anyway.
Fantastic,
birthday,
fantastic sentiment. That's a great sentiment, Scott, and I'm really appreciate the thought you put into it, and what a beautiful birthday present to offer that for Pam. I'm sure she, and I know that she loves that. Obviously, she said that also too. So, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Why don't we go to the next one here, Faziana?
All right, this is called "Celebrating the Bovine Goddess" by Versus Goliath. Well, what do we have here? Another orbit for Poetry Catalyst. 12 thank yous to my dear author of repute, radio analyst. Pam, queen of cows and contests, contributes to our daily expressions. Oh, sweet Pam, simply must confess, your positive energy is an obsession. At night, as words scrawled on my screen, prompts absorb an aimless creativity, creates targets for lost callers to clean, romp curious orbs with blessed activity. No sleep until the celebration done. Proud of all the effort Pam exerts. Too deep to consider the impact on all poetry and our well-made works. Thank you. And Paul.
Great read of Faziana and great write verses. Could we start with Diane on comments?
Absolutely. I enjoyed this. Versus did a great job on this. And I was just flowing through it, and it's like, so it's humorous and describes Pam to a T. But that last line, two lines, that kind of scared me a little bit. Too deep to consider the impact on all poetry and our well-made works. I don't want to even think of all poetry without Pam Ray.
That's exactly right, and that's a great point, Diane, and a great way to point out the impact that she wrote, and a great thing to bring to our thoughts here by Versus. Phil, could we go to you for comments?
Well, you know, I thought this was just a wonderful write by Versus. Fabulous capture of Pam herself. And he did an awesome job with this. So thanks for sharing with us, Versus, and way to go. Great piece.
Great comment there, Phil. And Scott, mm-hmm. Could we go to you for a comment?
Yeah, I really love this first stanza quite a bit here. Another orbit for Poetry Catalyst, the orbit being the year, and then also her being a catalyst. I would agree that she is a catalyst for all of us, and I think that is why we're all here tonight. And, yeah, it's really well done, and another powerful salute to Pam.
Great comment there, Scott. And Pam, can we go for you for final comment?
Oh, absolutely. I think this is fabulous. I will never get tired of cow references. In fact, I will say that, you know, the cow cartoons that Phil has been posting all day that has absolutely made me smile. You know, so I love Pam, Queen of Cows and Contests. And of course, anybody who knows me knows I love running contests. Many people kind of are like, I don't really like that. But that's like, I'm like, yes, please, more contests. I would be so happy if as a birthday gift, Kevin would give me spaces to run 3 more contests a month. Just saying. I just think this is absolutely fabulous by Versus, and I really appreciate it.
Awesome. And thank you, Pam, for that comment. And Faziano, where are we heading to next?
We have an audio from Lynn Gauthier.
You are amazing. There are people who brighten up your day, people you're truly thankful to encounter, the ones you feel blessed to welcome into your life. They stand out in their many splendored ways, a cheerfulness, their genuine lust for living, an undeniable verve, their zest for adventure, a lens for seeing beauty in what lies before them, an integrity in making friends with everyone they meet. There are people who brighten up your day, and their effervescence is wildly contagious, their charismatic energy totally addictive. These special people are the sun that light your life.
Beautiful read, Lynn, and amazing SoundCloud and amazing poem. Let's start with the birthday girl on this one.
Oh, this was, I love the sentiment in this one. There are days, though, I will tell you, where I do not feel like this person. But, you know, Lynn's kind words just really touch my heart all the way through. And I think this is very well done.
Great comment there, Pam. And could we go to Naomi for comment?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, Lynn expressed everything that Pam is and how she touches so many people, you know, through the radio and through all poetry and on the Light Night Poets, in the Light Night Poet group and other groups that she's in. And, you know, just the way that she is contagious and charismatic on, like, on the radio, and charismatic in her comments. And, you know, she does light up the life of many, many people. I hope that she really, that Pam, that you really grasp all the, you know, the impact that you can have on people's lives. So just beautiful right here by Lynn Gauthier.
Thank you, Naomi. And Faziana, what did you think about this write?
I think it's beautiful. Lynn has such a nice flow to her writing, and the way that she reads it is beautiful. The sentiment is definitely true. You know, Pam is one of those people who brightens the day and who makes you feel better about things. So I love that she touched on that, because there are so many different aspects of Pam. And as much as we talk about her being the queen of darkness, because, you know, her Into Darkness show, she's also one that brings light to us. And I love that Lynn focused on that.
Great comment, Faziana. And Phil, we'll bring you for a final comment.
Okay. I kind of closed the poem. I wrote an excellent write, a wonderful tribute to Pam, and a beautiful and caring piece. I think she really did a nice job with this. So nice work, Lynn. Thank you.
Great comment there, Phil. And Faziana, where are we heading to next?
We have an audio by EJ Cool.
A Celestial Bouquet by EJ Cool. Persimmon sun floods forget-me-not sky. Delphinium and violet veils fly. Warm surf froths on cool waves of eventide. Night betrays the cabal of stars with pride. Pinhole portals link pink astral plasma. Camera obscura phenomena. Galaxies Milky and Andromeda. All dominions of the Imagica. Celestial essence in endless ribbons. Malachite and Moldavite collisions. Fireworks of gilt glitter burst in stipples. Daylight breaks through in halcyon ripples. Morning tide lulls languid luminaries. Billions of binaries and trinaries, bathed by the transcendent bloom of red dawn, cryptic secrets cloaked in clouds of chiffon.
Great piece, EJ, and thank you for providing a SoundCloud. Could we start with Scott on comments?
I will try, but I will tell you, I believe EJ needs, you know, when you read an EJ poem, one time is never adequate. You really need to kind of look into, you know, she oftentimes uses words I've never seen and I need to look into. It is, as always, a beautiful poem by EJ and a celestial bouquet, like I say, a bouquet of flowers for Pam on her birthday and stuff. And then that third stanza, I really like quite a bit. Celestial essence and endless ribbons, malachite and moldavite collisions, fireworks of gilt glitter burst in stipples, daylight breaks through and halcyon ripples. And I'm going to say in some way that's like a fireworks show, but I'm probably guessing. So,
no, fantastic comment, Scott. Yes, this has got an amazing vocabulary used throughout, and rhyming and alliteration and everything else. So this is a fantastic write. Diane, can we go for you for second comment?
Yes, absolutely. This is an amazing write. It's a celestial bouquet, and then every stanza just gives a different tribute to Pam, and all to do with this big thing happening in the sky. You know, in every stanza there's something new happening in the sky, and it's like a part of it. You want to witness it. You want to be part of it. It's an awesome tribute. Really well done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Diane. And Phil, can we go for you for a comment?
Okay. Excuse me. I think this was beautifully written. And I thought there was wonderful imagery throughout. But I thought it was a fabulous dedication to Pam and a well-done, she had a well-done audio as well. So much enjoyed. Thank you, EJ.
Great comment, Phil. And we'll go to Pam for final comment.
Yes, I think this is absolutely wonderful. On a technical level, it's everything a poem should be. A wonderful flow, intelligent use of imagery and language. And it really touches my heart. And, you know, the thing that touches my heart is I feel like, and I could be wrong, but I really feel like EJ has taken time to listen to my comment, because it, you know, there's one thing I've never, many things I've never kept secret, but I always repeatedly say how much I love mythology, how much I love nature imagery, and how much I love the whole idea, the imagery as using, you know, using the stars and the galaxies as metaphors. And she's really it within this poem captured so much of what I just enjoy seeing in poetry. And so I thought it was a wonderful gift. Very well done.
Great comment there, Pam. And Faziana, where are we heading to next here?
I now have an audio from Weaver of Dreams.
Awesome.
Pam, I wish you a happy birthday. May every day be riotous fun and full of joy. You deserve it.
Awesome, awesome brevity, and anything that Weaver Reeves is just incredible. I love her voice. Pam, why don't we start with you on this one?
Oh, I have to agree with you, Dexter. This is an awesome brevity. I can't believe I accidentally forgot to comment on that one, but this one in writing, but I will remedy that. I love the phrase riotous fun, and, you know, it makes me smile. It makes me smile, and I love the colors in that picture she provided. So thank you so much for this, Weaver.
And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, you know, amazing brevity. And, you know, she says it's straightforward, you know, just like happy birthday and, you know, riotous fun. Have that. And, you know, Pam is full of riotous fun and full of joy, and, you know, that she absolutely deserves it. So, yeah, just a great brevity here by our Kate. Amazing, right?
I agree, Naomi, and I'm glad that Weaver could take part in it, and I appreciate her sending in the SoundCloud when she couldn't join us and being able to take part in this. So thank you, Weaver, for passing your blessings on to Pam here. Where are we heading to next here, Faziana?
I'm going to do mine.
Okay.
Pam's Ray by Faziana. Her poetry flowing from topic to topic, from sweet pastries to killer psychotic. The Dairy Queen is not soft serve. She'll smack you down if you hit a nerve. Mystique of the animal kingdom, bovine mama bear instills wisdom. Komodo's fiery resilience, she's unstoppable, sensual to comedy lyrics. Phenomenal. Our burlesque bakery will rock. Pam stays young despite the clock. End poem.
Great read of Faziana, and thank you very much. Phil, could we start with you on comments?
Well, this is an excellent poem describing Pam in so many of her ways. You know, I mean, it's really, it really is her. You know, her poetry flowing from topic to topic, from sweet pastries to killer psychotic. It's so true. I've commented so many times about how Pam can nail a poem under almost any topic you can throw at her, and she does such a wonderful job with it. And I love how the there's fiery resilience got in there too. Like it. Yep, that kind of suits her. But great job, Faziana. I think it was a great poem for Pam for her birthday. Something nice to remember. Absolutely.
Great comment there, Phil. And could we go to Diane for comment?
Yeah, this was a great write, Faziana. I love your rhyming scheme. How you figured out topic and psychotic. Good for you, girl. That's an awesome rhyming scheme you got there. I love it. I never would have tried to even rhyme that word, but you did it awesome. And your choice of words, and the Dairy Queen is not a soft serve. You're so right. I mean, when Pam says no, you know it. And you just come in like, it's okay, yeah, no problem, Pam, I'm there. And it's like just such a good tribute to Pam. Like, you know, we all know her. And I just got to point out, I'm so proud of her as Komodo Dragon. She's doing so phenomenal in that contest. You go, Pam.
Thank you.
Great comment there, Diane. And can we go to Scott for comment?
Yeah. Faziana, I think that's an amazing poem. I believe that in the little time I've had to get to know Pam, I think I've seen almost all of this. And I think you've just done an amazing job of hitting on her. So, you know, from the intrigue with killer psychotics and the, you know, I mean, she just has everything. The rock thing, I think I share in common with her an appreciation of the same types of music. And so, yeah, I just see a lot of things in this. I think you did an amazing job, and I agree with the rhyme scheme thing as well. Just a great tribute to Pam.
Great comment. Yeah. And Pam, could we go to you for comment?
Oh, absolutely. I love this all the way through. I could honestly read this entire brevity back because it's all awesome. But I will say my favorite parts are for poetry following from topic to topic, because in all honesty, when I joined All Poetry 6 years ago, a Late Night Poets was the first group I joined, because other than saying Late Night Poets, it wasn't geared towards a specific type of poetry. The one thing I wanted, if I was going to stick around on a poetry website, was never to be put into a box of having to always write a certain type of poetry. And I like how that line captures that. I also really enjoy, I got a great smile out of the Dairy Queen is not a soft serve. And our burlesque bakery will rock, because, you know, Aphasia and I, we just always, we like to say that someday we're going to have a bakery, bookstore, adult toy shop, all in one store. People can get a snack, read a book, and go check out the adult toy store all in one visit. This is awesome.
And the bar.
And awesome. The bar. Yes.
That's awesome. And thank you, Pam. That's great insight. And once again, thank you, Phil, kind of for bringing us all together too. An extra thank you. Naomi, why don't we go to you for final comment on this one?
Yeah, well, I thought this was amazing, Aphasiana. Like you summed up, you know, and Pam so well, and we can tell, you know, how strong your friendship is over the years and how well you know her. And, you know, just a beautiful write here all the way through, very heartfelt and, you know, fun and, you know, and unreal, you know, real write. So bravo.
Great comment there, Naomi. And looks like Faziana had posted up mine. Great write, Faziana. I thought that was an incredible brevity and captured Pam very well. We have listening to the spectrum of Pam's Ray. She writes with a 50 caliber bullet, speaks with a soft voice, disguising her fierce tongue and dark forest vacationing mind. A hard dipped and cold in rock and roll, twisted creative works, tickling life's raw pink flesh, dabbling gracefully amongst society's underbelly, all out of her infectious love, not hatred or spite, her warmth and welcoming energy has meant acres to me and many others, a friendship tasking to define, one never anticipated for someone whose presence has never shared my proximity, yet knows my secrets, offered her understanding in the form of kind words when those close grew silent. She's a loving mother, a phenomenal poet, a great host, and reserved badass. This one is for Pam, the creative renegade, who swings brass knuckle language to express how deeply she cares. Happy birthday, Pam. End poem.
Oh, Dex, I absolutely love Swing's brass knuckle language to express how deeply she cares. That is phenomenal and so true. That, like, those two lines just are, like, I want to put that on a sign or something. Love it. like even how you talk about at the beginning, the 50 caliber bullet with a soft voice, disguising her fierce tongue and dark forest vacationing mind. You know, you really capture how she's so loving and wonderful, but also can be tough about it. And all of her toughness is out of kindness, like you say. So just that those last lines are amazing. Scott, what did you think?
Yeah, I agree. As I was listening to him read it, you could just sense the powerful emotion in it that he has. I really like the fifth stanza, a friendship tasking to define one never anticipated for someone whose presence has never shared my proximity. You know, and I think so many of us probably kind of share that same thought, you know, because we really just know each other through words on a page or through voices and occasional shared conversation through these late night poet shows. And, you know, I could relate to his stanza there myself. And I feel like Pam said, I'm kind of a newcomer in comparison to many of you. So anyways, yeah, it's an amazing poem. Great job, Dan.
Thank you.
Well said. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, well, like you said there, Faziana, you know, I love the language and, you know, also the 50 caliber bullet. But, you know, like Scott said also, you know, you can really feel the warmth that Dex has, you know, in his friendship with Pam here. You know, it really goes into a friendship tasking to define one never anticipated for someone whose presence has never shared my proximity, yet knows my secrets, offered her understanding in the form of kind words when those close grew silent. And you know, she is like a loving mother. You know, it's just we feel the warmth and then the friendship here and, you know, the feelings that that he feels for Pam. So great, great write here and, you know, a great write for Pam here. Amazingly well written, Dex.
Thank you, Naomi.
I completely agree. And Diane, would you like to comment?
Yes, I would. I enjoyed this. First of all, I really liked what both Dex yourself and Faziana did with Pam, the play on Pam's name, Pam's Ray. I love that. That's another great description of, you know, when we all think of Pam, it ain't just a cow, it's Pam's Ray. And I like that you guys captured that. But really well done, well worded, and she writes with a 50 caliber bullet. Pulled me right in right away because that is so true.
Thank you, Diane.
I did not notice we had the same title. Dexter did his first, so I'm subconsciously copying him.
Perfect.
Oh, guilty. Phil, do you have any thoughts about this?
I did. I said touche. Perfect capture here. Wonderful images, you know, and how do I say this? Your image, you're awesome, and your descriptions are so fitting. Perfect tribute to someone so special to so many of us. Great job, Dex. Great job.
Thank you, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And Pam, what did you think of it?
Oh, I love this all the way through. And I got to say, you know, y'all are lucky I didn't change my name back to Domsero after my divorce because I somehow don't think you'd be coming up with as many fun word plays with that last name. I'm just kidding. But, you know, to me, like I said, I love this all the way through. I'm so very touched by this. But, you know, what stands out to me most is the stanza that says, she is a loving mother, a phenomenal poet, a great host, and reserved badass. Because within that stanza, Dexter, you capture everything that is important to me. My children, my friends, poetry, you know, and even just being able to stand up for what I believe in, you know. So right there, that I felt you really captured, Dexter, my spirit and all that I truly love. So thank you.
Thank you, Pam. Appreciate it. And happy birthday, obviously. It goes without saying here tonight. So we have up next Neutron Bomb. And if I could get Phil to read that one, please.
Sure.
I'll have opened that instead of yours. Okay. Here I go. Okay, let me look again. Must be up just a little higher. There it is. Okay, this is called White Picket Fences by Neutron Bomb. A felonious Mad Hatter with a hammer flocked to pastel peach pastures to observe bovine amongst their habitats. She licked the electrified fence, and the shock traveled from the apex of her tongue to her rump, pumping blood through her vows, jettisoning her on a pathway covered in salted earth and perfumed petrichor. Entwined dandelions lined her fedora, while silver beets were chomped in unison. They caterwauled with the resounding moon. Each zap, each beat, each tribulation, bolstered by a herd of the black-headed, she the sword and bloodshed. Removed from the slaughterhouse, she picked up a quill and planted lilac. Lilac fields amidst the white picket fences. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. And
great read, Phil. No apologies necessary. I think that's absolutely such a beautiful poem. I really enjoyed the silliness in the beginning with the Mad Hatter with a hammer, and that touchingness at the end where, you know, she picks up her quill and plants the lilac in those beautiful kind of calming ways that after recovering from licking the electric fence, which was, you know, shocking in many ways and super fun. Oh, Pam, stop licking the electric fences. Diane, would you like to comment?
Yes, especially on the electric fence. That was just hilarious. And the shock traveled from the apex of her tongue to her rump. I just love that. That was so funny. And I like the second last line, well, both of the second and last line. She picked up a quill and planted lilac fields against the white picket fences. And that's what Pam does in her writing. And I think two people that she has relationships with, she just plants lilacs with people. And it's just a beautiful write.
I agree. Naomi, what did you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is, first of all, this write is just amazing. You know, flock to pastel peach pastures. You know, the imagery throughout and the metaphors are just amazing. And I loved it, like the dark, twisted humor throughout it, you know. And just amazing, amazing write, like Neutron Bomb can do it, and an amazing, you know, we can almost say that the prompt tonight is Pam, so amazing take on the prompt tonight. And you know, and so yeah, an amazing poem that describes Pam in every way. So just a brilliant witty and clever write here.
Pam, what did you think?
Oh, I absolutely enjoyed this one. You know, Neutron, she so gets me, and it's been a blessing to get to know her. She gets that I love that dark, twisted humor. The imagery and metaphors throughout this cracks me up about licking the electric fence and entwined dandelion blinds within Fedora, while silver beets were chomped in unison. They caterwauled with a resounding moo. Yeah, this definitely made me smile, and it's very well done.
That's awesome. Dex, what do we have next?
I believe we have a SoundCloud for the next piece that we have by Arcana Amore.
We do.
With an acquired taste for macabre muses that seep through the hungry, silent stillness. A jovial voice pierces the darkness, uttering enticing written words. She reads and recites from ink-bled scrolls, gliding through grimoires of profound poetry that echo the air in rapturous recitals, seeking ears to hear with avid appreciation. This selfless soul shines through the night, flickering like a glowing beacon of light. Her voice cleaves reflections of silent applause that entice unseen shadows sent from afar. She avails herself with a rhythmic resonance, ringing her praise across the world, through pitch of midnight till break of dawn, dancing a vocal ballet, shines our Pam Ray.
Well, that was gorgeous. I love the way that he worded it. And I think it's true. I really like the way he talks about she reads from these ink-bled scrolls, and, you know, she does it in rapturous recitals. Such a beautiful recognition of how she brings poetry to life. Scott, what did you think?
Yeah, I agree. That third stanza, I think, says a lot. This selfless soul shines through the night, flickering like a glowing beacon of light. Her voice cleaves reflections of silent applause that entice unseen shadows sent from afar. Because I'm sure her voice reaches all over the world on this site, and that there's lots of poets that truly know who Pam Ray is. So, yeah, I think it's an amazing tribute to her.
Great. Phil, what did you think?
You know, I thought this was wonderful, a wonderful tribute to Pam. And it was great imagery and an excellent audio. It was nicely penned and well done. Nice job working on it.
Dexter, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I thought that this was such an elegant piece. And you know, the few I've heard from Arcana have been these incredibly kind of ghostly Boris Karloff almost esque type pieces, and I don't like to compare people because obviously everybody has their own style, but he's had a couple of incredible SoundClouds that I've heard, and so for him to kind of do the 180 here and make this really brilliant and very just beautiful and caring piece for Pam. I just thought it was very stunning and very telling of how gifted he kind of is as a writer.
I agree. Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, this is really beautiful. You know, this selfish soul shines through the night, flickering like a glowing beacon of light. It's just beautiful. And I can't keep but stare at that image in the background, and I'm always thinking, you know, how Pam would love to write to that image there, you know, where the background of the poem, that hand, woman's hand holding the rose there. So I think he captured, you know, you really, really well, even to the, you know, the background image. So just and a beautiful, beautiful write here by Arcana. Beautiful tribute.
Great. Pam, what were your thoughts?
Oh, I enjoyed this all the way through. It's got a beautiful classic feel. I imagine like 300 years from now, a classic poets class in a college trying to figure out who this mysterious Pam Ray was that this poet was writing about. I love how he captures my enjoyment of the darker muses and just really like shines a light on my personality. So beautifully written.
Well said. And maybe there will be that, you know, but it could be in that class, they're studying your poems too. Like they'll start off with Arcana's and then they'll be like, and now let's look at his muse. And then they'll read Pam's poem.
Oh, there you go. I like that idea.
Dexter, what are we reading next?
They'll be like, man, and she was one smart Komodo dragon. Wasn't she? And but no, the what we go to next here, we're going to do a total 180, and I think Pam should read this one by Jessica D.
All right. Pam Likes It Hard by Jessica D. She likes it thick, she likes it heavy, pumping so hard, beat so heady. Breathy screams, growls like a beast, sonic extremes, her lyrical feast. Guitars distort, wailing their pain. Voices cavort, genres are slain. Syllables tortured, stretched on the rack. Trills over water laid out on their back. Maria, our goddess, she takes us to the brink. Theatrical bodice and no need to lip sync. A liking for cows, always poems to fettle. A kind word to rouse and a shared love of metal. End poem.
Rock on. I love that. I'm glad that you did such a wonderful read of it, Pam. I think Jessica would like that. I really liked genres are slain, because you can handle like all the different types of poems and you can, you know, slay all of these different types of music, but you're so great with all of it. So I love this. Thank you, Jessica, for submitting it. And Diane, would you like to start our comments?
Sure. This was, I enjoyed this. Jessica did a great job on this. I like tonight how everybody has that different take on Pam, but everybody has the same, but there's differences. It just shows all the different relationships that she has and everything with people on the site. And it's just, it's awesome. I'm so glad that I was able to take part in this tonight.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to have you here. Scott, what did you think of the poem?
First of all, I love the title. And the next one I'm going to point out is the syllables tortured, scratched on the rack. I love that as a line. And I'm sure that Pam would love that thought as well, just knowing that she kind of likes the dark side a little. So That's a great job, Jessica. Great write.
Naomi, what did you think?
Oh, yeah. She really captured Pam here, you know. Breathy screams, growls like a beast. Sonic extremes, her lyrical feast. And then, you know, that last line, a kind word to rouse and a shared love of metal. You know, like she's saying, you know, rock on, Pam. And she likes it, you know, heavy, and she likes it dark, and she likes it, you know, spread it on thick and turn up the music and rock on. So, you know, just a great write here for Pam from Jessica. Oh, yeah, way to go, Jessica.
And Dex, what are we doing next? You know what? I missed Pam. Pam always has to get it. Pam.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, I love this one. She messaged me and wanted to make sure it was okay. But, you know, she gets my sense of humor. I like when something as innocent as music gets turned into an innuendo. And her AN really touched my heart. Over the 4-plus years I've known you, Pam, you've not only been kind with a ready hello, but demonstrated that you have fantastic musical taste. So it is that I sought to capture. You know, and it's so true. Jess and I both share a love of heavy metal music, especially the band In This Moment with the lead singer Maria Brink. So I really like that second to last stanza, but this is wonderful all the way through, and I just very much enjoyed it.
It's nice to see that you have that musical connection. Dex, back to you.
Okay. This next one we have by Jack Blue. If I could get Scott to read that, please.
Sure. A Honey of Wisdom by Jack Blue. To the radio, when the jazzy show takes you to the universe, sound cool and verse. Let a honey of wisdom be full of happy wizardry. Listen to her gentle voice if a wit of choice saves you from the tragedy storming violently. Let a honey of wisdom be full of happiness and glee. Ask her noble, twisted pals why majestic gals love to join her studio, rocking great and slow. Let a honey of wisdom be full of happy fantasy and foam.
Excellent poem and excellent write. Phil, would you like to comment?
Well, you know, I thought this was a great piece and a wonderful birthday nod to Pam, absolutely, and just really a nice job. So well done, Jack.
Dexter, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I thought that this was fantastic. You know, let a honey of wisdom be full of happy wizardry. Listen to her gentle voice and wit of choice saves you from the tragedy storming violently. You know, we can submit different pieces. We can be feeling in a certain mood, and something about these shows, you know, is just very special. And you know, Pam has a certain way of lifting the feel of it. Even if it is storming violently and it is a tragedy, her wit of choice kind of saves you. So very well done.
Pam, how did you feel?
Oh, yeah. Another one that makes me smile. It's been such a delight to get to know Jack and his poetry. Wonderful write. All the way through, but I especially like Ask Her Noble Twisted Pals Why Majestic Gals Love to Join Her Studio, rocking great and slow, because I have to agree, I have Noble and Twisted Pal. That is just spot on. So, excellent, right?
The Twisted Sisters.
There you go.
Dexter, where are we going?
Okay, the next one is going to be read by maybe myself, Pam, and Phil to finish it off at the end here. This next one is by Mark Luppy. So, and it goes like this, the moray. Clotho. Okay, I've spun the show. Now, Pam, make it go. The show tonight is Vampire Dream, a highly original mystic theme. The prompts are here. There's 46 multicolored images. I've tried to make it fun, exotic, and just tonight, a tad erotic.
Well, I'll be there to help allocate the entries when I populate the board, make sure things move along, step in if anything goes wrong, do the comments, keep the balance among the stormy sea of talents. Afterwards, I'll have to go get ready for the Late Late Show. Atropos will lead the audio and closely monitor the flow. Jean, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
And poem. Great right, Mark.
And all three of you did a wonderful job. You know, Phil, that was a lengthy piece for you at the end there.
No, I know.
Very nice. okay. Naomi, what did you think?
Oh, yeah, this is so, you know, it's so like he just summed up like what everything that a show is. Okay, I've spun the show. Now, Pam, make it go. It's, you know, he brings in the topic and the prompts. There's 46 prompts. You know, I've tried to make it fun, exotic, and just for tonight, a tad erotic. And the part Pam read, and then feel, hey, yay, let's go. It's just amazing, you know, clever, witty, funny, right? Made me laugh all the way through. Amazing, amazing. By Mark here.
I have to agree, the 46 prompts made me laugh too. Sometimes there's a lot of options, which is fun, except I end up writing to too many of them. Diane, what did you think?
I agree totally. The 46 prompts sometimes is like, okay, I want 45 of them. And it's like you can only have one. But I enjoyed this. This was funny, and you guys read it beautifully. And you know, Pam, I know it's your birthday, and I don't want to take the limelight away. But, Jean, there was something about how you just said that, yeah, let's go. That was beautiful, my dear.
That was great.
Roll well.
Scott, would you like to comment?
Yeah, this was a really unique write and really enjoyable. I really love the idea of the theme being Vampire Dream as well. Just a really cool thought there. And then all of the different props and, you know, just the way that Pam does fill in on, like, so many different shows. And she does help things to just roll along. So this is an amazing write, Mark. Very envious of you.
Pam, what did you think?
Oh, I enjoyed this all the way through. I love that he went with the three muses, the reference to mythology, the whole idea of the Greek humor and tragedy throughout this. I love the humor, and the show tonight is Vampire Dream, a highly original mystic theme, because I really feel like he has captured how difficult it can be to
to come up with an original theme when you've been doing shows for the last 6 years. And I love the way that Dexter and Phil read their parts. I will say, though, in all honesty, while I truly appreciate me that he has me as apparently doing all these things, that I will tell you all that for 3 days when she had no internet, I did the stuff that Phil usually does, and it almost put me in a loony bin. Not really, but pretty damn close. So, yeah, no, Phil definitely deserves a lot of kudos, and I think this is an excellent write.
Well said, Sam. Dexter, where are we headed?
Well, it looks like we want to welcome Rex to the show.
Yes, oh, Rex. Awesome.
Welcome,
I mixed you.
happy birthday, Pam.
Thank you, my friend.
What's cooking?
Glad you could join us here, Rex. Why don't we put you right to work, huh? And we'll go right with you on this read.
Okay, which one are we doing?
Yes.
So, longevity blessings.
Longevity blessings.
Ah. Okay, cool. Longevity blessings by Jasna Sejan. Sigh. I forgot to ask your age. But am I wrong to ask of this thick age? Well, never mind. Age is a number. Young or old, we dwell in our slumber. Let me take this day to wish you this special day, the days of happiness, love, prosperity, sway. May the past bring you joy in all the best times. May you enjoy writing greetings, poems, and rhymes. We are a community enjoying our special days while we are in our roles working the best ways. We still wish the best of love for each other and uncle, cousin, father, mother, sister, or brother. Experiences and lessons make us different from each other. Worlds apart, circumstance what may, we still speak for each other. When we drift or awaken each new day, let it be a new day. Every day a birthday. And Paul.
Excellent read, Rex. And great poem. And Naomi, would you start the comments?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you go to somebody else? I was like, I wasn't. Sorry,
yes,
I was. I should have said, "Be back. We'll be right back." Because I just got back.
No worries, Diane. How about you?
Yes, this has such a beautiful, warm touch to it. It's and I really like to focus on the community, enjoying our special days and stuff. It's like that's what I feel like is with late night poets and AP is it is a community and we do enjoy our special times and stuff, and Pam pops it right off. I mean, she's been there 6 years and still doing it and enjoying it. That's Pam.
Nicely said. And Scott, what did you think?
I really like this last stanza. So the first two lines are pretty powerful, I think. Experiences and lessons make us different from each other. Worlds apart, circumstances, what may, we still speak for each other. And I think as poets, to some degree, all of this is really so true. And, you know, in a lot of ways, Pam kind of brings us all together. So, yeah, I really like this poem. I like this last stanza quite a bit. And good job, Jasna.
Great comment. Dexter, back to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Rex, for getting put on the spot like that. As I said, we always love a good Rex read, so I had to get it out of you here early on. So this next one we have here is by Pink Fairy Five.
Wait, sorry. We got to give it to Pam. I meant for you to comment, but Pam.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I was just about to say something. Well, you know, great read there, Rex. And your comment reminded me, Dexter, that I forgot. I need to put up a Jim Morrison poem for the After Midnight show, because every birthday I make Rex give me a gift, and that is that he reads me a Jim Morrison poem. So, you know, I don't even ask
Perfect.
Him to give me a gift. I just tell him, this is my birthday gift that you give me every year. So, you know, and no, I told Jesna that I'm young enough to, I'm old enough to know better and too young to care. And I really, truly appreciate the gift of her words. You know, this is, it's just wonderful. And you all are my chosen family. I appreciate you all.
Thank you, Pam.
And I interrupted you before, Dexter. Go ahead and tell us what's next.
All right, I'm going to give this one a read by Pink Fairy 5, From One Gemini to Another. Happy birthday, Pam, From One Gemini to Another. May you dance and sing, twirl away with glee. Hope you get to celebrate it with your father and brother. Wish actually you could celebrate it big time with me. Put on some of your favorite songs and sing your lungs out from the rooftops. Let your friends and neighbors shout. This is our Pam, who keeps poetry in motion. Maybe you'll get a lollygag next to the notion. Whatever you decide to do, you will do it in style. Enthusiasm and eagerness will prance against your unique style. You will not look older, retaining your happiness and youth. Happy birthday, Pam. Live out your day in joy and truth. End poem.
That's beautiful, Pink Fairy. Naomi, would you like to comment on this one?
Oh, I think Naomi
she just
has
rolled.
To go.
Yeah.
Oh. Can't keep track of all my screens. Sorry. Phil, how about you?
I actually think that this was nicely penned and well done. Wonderful birthday wishes for Pam, and a great job, Pink Fairy. Great job. Mm-hmm.
And Pam, what were your thoughts?
I love this. You know, to me, us Geminis are a special breed of that light and dark, you know, and, you know, personality galore. I think this is a wonderful heartfelt rite, and I would truly love to one day celebrate a birthday with Pink Fairy. So, excellent rite.
And Dexter, who do you have reading David's poem?
Faziana, if I could give you to read that one, or... Yeah, he doesn't have a SoundCloud. Faziana, if I can get you to read that one.
Okay. Up on the common. How brilliant the greens were after their purifying shower. How soft and giving the cropped grass, all spongy and wet, like litmus paper. Some 20 waterlogged sheep, driven by a shirt-sleeved boy, surprisingly dry, passed close to her. They bleated balefully and looked at her pleadingly. She did not understand their pleas. She looked back as the flock headed down the slope towards a group of honey brick cottages just inside the cattle grids. Turning again, she could see the outcrop, the amphitheater form, waiting for her. She dipped along on an even line with her stones, approaching slightly from below. This was how she enjoyed arriving, the stones rising cathedral-like above her, gaunt and gothic, exposed in clawed rage by the night beast. In one corner, she saw a mound of charred sticks and branches and several crumpled cans. The cans were full of rainwater, and the sticks gleamed like discarded piano keys. End passage. Dexter, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I thought that this was a great rite, dark, kind of piece that I thought that was fitting of Pam. As we said earlier, that there weren't always going to be just directly about Pam. It was going to be more about sometimes you could have the option to write about pieces that she liked. And this actually had the feel of it almost in like a modern day, like The Raven. So I thought that this was a fantastic job.
Well said, Dex. And Pam, do you want to share your thoughts?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I really appreciate that David put thought into the idea of what I would like. And, you know, and I do enjoy the imagery in this. And I as most people know, I just have a love of the darkness. And I also like that he brought in the cattle, a group of honey brick cottages just inside the cattle grids. And the rainwater and the slicks gleamed like, and the sticks gleamed like discarded piano keys. It was definitely an amazing line. So this was very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Dex, who's going to read us from I can't even say the name. Who is reading the next poem?
You if should put get, Rex to work.
Put Rex to work. I was gonna put Diane to work. Can we put Rex on the next one?
Okay.
All right. Bovine Serenity by Duda Stockley. Bovine serenity is that which I desire. It is the simple, sweet pleasure of life. It is Gemini enjoyment, sitting in a rocking chair, hosting a late night radio show, and analyzing poetry with love. It is chatting away all day with tenderness and making sure all are having fun and being seen. This is bovine serenity. This is what I want to get a glimpse of one day. End poem.
I'm going to put you on double duty, Rex, and even though you read it, you get first comment.
Well, there's a note of whimsical fun in this, like going out tipping cows or, hey, it's time for some cow at the Olympics, so to speak. The thought of playing along that line of visiting that end of the country. And, all right, what do you got? I'll try cheese curds. I might not like it, but I'll give it a whirl.
That is fun. Pam, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I absolutely enjoyed this. I like the phrase bovine serenity, and again, another reference to the Gemini. I love that he thinks I'm sitting in a rocking chair, like, which I never am, but, you know, I like the image of me sitting in a rocking chair doing these shows. But this is a wonderful write all the way through and very well done.
Agreed. Dex, are we going to try to squeeze that last one in?
No, I think that we'll...
You know, as
we'll
long
off.
As you... I was going to say, as long as you stay on the show, as you know, we can go through the last one, so you can just do it.
Oh, okay.
Copy.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll put it up there by Daniel DeShino. And Scott, if you could give that a read for us.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Happy Birthday by Daniel DeShino. What is the purpose of poetry but expression? What is expression but emotion? So I write what I feel and hopefully feel what I write. And today I rant on the chains of society. And to you, my gentle reader, you have a choice. You do not have to finish this poem. You can do what you want, and that is the purpose for which I rant. But while we are compelled to feel like we have to do things, it is right to be polite to each other. It is right to be good to each other. But it is also right to let each other or each person be who they are. So I present to you with all my anger the shining example of the enforced bonds of society. I give you happy birthday. the greatest and worst song ever written. 400 million times a year it is sung in the U.S. alone, projected almost a billion times a year from the lungs of innocent, confused vocalists. Each year we are enslaved to this treacherous melody. Why do we feel like we have to sing it? Why do we feel like we have to hear it? Nobody wants to sing it. Nobody wants to hear. If we did, we'd all have it on our Spotify rotation. Blindly, we sing like prisoners that have an army of etiquette police pointing guns at our heads. Do I really want to hear relatives and friends who can't sing sing a song to me that I don't like? Do they want to sing it to me? No. They just want a piece of cake. And this is the penance they must pay to get it. And this is the penance I must pay to cut it. If they really wanted to give me a happy birthday, they would all sing War Pigs by Black Sabbath. Oh, to hear Grandma sing the line, death and hatred to mankind would bring to me a happy birthday. Indeed, why can't they all learn a Grateful Dead song and sing it to me? Or John Denver would even delete my ears. The greatest song and worst song ever written for the same reasons. For those who made it this far, thank you, dear reader, for indulging me. I will gladly now listen to you. End poem.
Oh, gosh. Daniel Deschino always makes me smile. I love the dark humor of this. And there's a lot of truth to it. I liked the lungs of innocent, confused vocalists and how they just want the cake. It's the price you pay for cake. And then the wishing that you could have them sing other songs to you, and Grandma singing the line, death and hatred to mankind. Oh, I can just imagine that. It'd be so fun. I love this. Rex, what did you think?
Oh, it's funny because I saw that War Pigs. The first thing I thought of, in the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yes. Now. Yes, definitely. I got a kick out. That was funny. And the rest of the rant he drops a bit of John Denver in there and the song with the Grateful Dead, but got to give credit, definitely a Black Sabbath song, definitely. That was perfect for this piece, not to mention the rant in it.
Nice. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, I enjoyed this. I know he had written this a year ago, but he messaged me and said, would you ask me if I wanted him to share it on the show? And I said, oh, yes, absolutely, because I felt like it fit the tone. I love the humor and the sarcasm in this, the bringing to attention one of the most loved and yet most hated songs. And I have to agree, why can't they sing War Pigs by Black Sabbath instead of Happy Birthday? I love that part. So just an excellent write and very well done.
Well, and apparently Happy Birthday is now owned by Disney, so we could get sued if we sing it. So.
Oh, dear.
So now we can't. a big happy birthday to Pam. Thank you, everyone who helped us celebrate, everyone who wrote, who gave us SoundClouds, all of our callers, and Dex, of course, Phil for giving us the show, Diane for giving us the idea to do this tonight. Dexter, do you have any final comments?
No, awesome show. Thank you. Phil, for giving us a platform to do this. Thank you, Diane, for putting a bug in our ear. Rex, Naomi, Scott, everybody that called in.
This was just a fantastic show, and have a great night, everybody. Stay tuned for Pam's show. She's coming up. She stays working even on her birthday. There's no days off. She's up in a half hour. So thank you.